Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Hou Zhiwei. It's my great honor to be here to present the technology report on fluorosilicon materials. To make this clear, I have divided the presentation into four parts. Sorry for that. In the first part, I will have an introduction of our company. Okay. And let's get started. This is our company, the New Era Chemical, located in Weihai City, Shandong Province in China. We are a professional manufacturer of organic silicon fine chemicals and fluorosilicon materials. It's a fluorosilicon, but not the common silicon material. We have our own complete industry chain spanning from the raw material, tetrachloroethylene, to the trifluoropropane, then to the D3F, and finally to the final product, the fluorosilicon rubber and the fluorosilicon oil. The whole complete production chain gives us a complete control over production, supply, and the quality. The second part is about the overview of the fluorosilicon material. And this is the basic structure. It is just a basic structure, but not the accurate structure, because the fluorosilicon materials, different types, and the molecular structure they are also different. And there are the five key properties of the fluorosilicon materials. The previous page, we could find there is a siloxane backbone in the structure, and also the backbone, it provides heat resistance and also the flexibility and the low temperatures. And the trifluoropropyl side chains, it delivers oil and chemical resistance. This makes the fluorosilicon material different with the silicon materials. Yes, that's the key five properties I just mentioned. And also, there is an outstanding durability. Actually, it is connected to the chemical and oil resistance, because as we know, the weatherability is also connection. It is also a kind of oxygen reaction. And also, because the molecular structure is very stable, so it is also, with no biohazard, safe and environmental friendly. The third part is about the family number of the fluorosilicon materials. I would like to categorize them into two parts. We have four main types of the fluorosilicon oil. And there are the main four kinds of them, and you could find there are with different types of group in the structures. Okay. Now let me explain them in detail. First, the hydroxy or terminated oil, and also the methyl terminated oil. For the hydroxy terminated oil, you could find there is an hydroxy group in the molecule, this one. And also the methyl oil, there is no hydroxy group in the molecule, in the molecular structure. But there are six methyl group connect to the silicon atom, and then the whole part as another part connect to the oxygen atom. We know in chemistry the different structure means it's a different application, and also the physical state and the chemical reaction could be different, and that's why. The hydroxy-terminated oil, it is used as a structure control agent, while the methyl-terminated oil is used as a defoaming lubrication and release agent. And here are the another tool of the fluorosilicon oil. We have the vinyl oil, and you could find there are two unsaturated carbon-to-carbon double bond in the molecule. No hydroxy, and also less methyl group. Well, as for the hydrogen-terminated oil, there are four methyl group in the molecule. I mean, connect to the silicon atom. This structure is similar to the previous one. This one, there are six methyl group in the structure. Oh, sorry for that. And the difference makes it quite different in the application. For the vinyl oil, there are two unsaturated carbon-carbon double bond I just mentioned. And also, the vinyl oil, it is used as a base gum for addition cure, while the hydrogen terminated oil, it is a water repellent agent, and also used for addition cure fluorosilicon rubber. It is also could be used as the adhesive material in the rubber and metal. We would explain that in detail in the following pages. And here comes the fluorosilicon rubber. It is not just a simple blend, but it is a molecular hybrid. It takes the both of the two worlds. I prefer to say it takes both of the parents. You could find it combines the high temperature performance of the previous organic rubber with silicon reinforced, and also it is a kind of structure control gun base. About the high temperature vulcanized rubber, we also call that HTV rubber, to choose the first letter as its name. And another type is the liquid type. It is clean, precise, and of high purity. Some may wonder, does the high purity mean it could be used in medical or food? Yes. And in next page, I would explain why. The liquid type rubber, it is especially used for the components and the substrates with complex shapes. For the rubber of the HTV, it cannot make it into the complex shapes, but for the liquid rubber, it could. And here is the comparison of the HTV rubber and the liquid rubber. You couldn't find, if you would like to have a low cost of your product, maybe the HTV rubber would be your consideration. And if you want to have a high precision, maybe the addition cure, the liquid rubber could be the answer. We list eight kinds of the fluorosilicon rubber here, and here are the first four. As we can see, they are with high resilience, high tear strength, metal nylon bondable, and also the fourth one, the turbocharged horse grade. We also had a component in our booth position. If you want to take a look, we welcome. about the third one, you could find it is that it achieves excellent attention to metal, nylon, and other substrates. In the past, when we want to attain two substrates, we need to consider about the materials construction. For example, plastic to plastic, yes. Metal to metal, yes. And even wood to wood, yes. But if you want to attain the plastic to iron, you may feel what the hell. And now it could be also available. And here are the another four. They are the flame retardant series. And also we would have a detailed explanation in the next page. And the sixth one is a transformer specific rubber. The seventh one is 2D series rubber. And the eighth one, the addition type, it said it could be used in food contact. This is the second time we mentioned the food contact rubber. And that would be the third time in the following pages. About the heat resistance, just as shown in the chart, the fluorosilicon rubber is rated for continuous service at 200 degrees, and also it could be provided short service over 250 degrees. As if you have the silicon rubber in such a high degrees, the component would be unstable and it would be, I mean, the structure would be changed. And then you need to change the component frequently. But if you have the fluorosilicon rubber, about this temperature, the thermal cleavage of psychology backbone occurs. Then Kuhn found the formulation with heat resistance stabilizer is necessary to improve its stability. Sorry, there should be something wrong with the controller. Okay. And here are three curing systems. You can find there are two, I mean the DBPH and DCBP, they are the pre-oxiders. And the third one is platinum catalyzed. It is a kind of catalyze the system, different with the previous two one. But it provides quite a high precision, and also it connect with the liquidized rubber. And then we may have a whole line of the fluorosilicon rubber production. If you want someone with high precision, then you need to consider about the production methods. For example, it should be in liquid type and platinum catalyzed, and also this way. It should be addition type fluorosilicon rubber. It could be used in the medical equipment and also the food contact. Here is a comparison of the fluorosilicon rubber processes compared with the different type and compression molding, injection molding, extrusion molding. Then you could, according this chart, to find the best way to have your components produced. The first one about the application, and also it is the terms that many people are interested in. We conclude seven areas in this presentation, from the industry to the wearable, the components in our daily life, and also new energy and bionic robots. Firstly, about the automotive applications. there are three advantages of friends in the fluorosilicon materials. High temperature resistance. Yes, it shows again, because the resistance of high temperature is the fluorosilicon. And I mean, maybe it is not the biggest advantages, but yes, because it could stand very high temperature. And also the excellent oil and chemical resistance, because it has a trifluoropropane side chains. And the third one, the excellent adhesion to silicon rubber to metals. It could adhere the organic polymer material to the metals. The fluorosilicon materials, they could be made into the core cells in the automotive, especially in the engine transmission and fuel tanks. This is the table chart. All data was tested under the very test condition. Actually, the test condition is in our life, it will not put the component in, for example, in the 5W30 and 150 degrees with 168 hours. It is quite serious. And as you could find, the rate of value chain is only 2-3%. Some may wonder why the oil type FAMB and the test result was 24-30%. If you compare the test result with the silicon rubber, it could be even worse. It could be you need to change another component, and this component is not available. These are not just samples. They are all after tested and they are running in the vehicles. Actually, it has been released that the fluorosilicon materials could be made into the exhaust gas valves, turbocharged hose. There was one component in our boost position, and also the seats. They are the most common components made of fluorosilicon materials. And this is the applications in chemical and power industries. As I just mentioned, the fluorosilicon materials, it has a quite good acid and alkaline, the chemical resistance, and then it works. It is suitable for acid alkaline resistant piping. There would be another test in the next page. We would see that. And also the weather resistance, it works. And the solvent resistance, I believe the tape. The test chart could be here. The resistance to solvent acids and alkalines of fluorine silicon rubber. You could find in the third and fourth experiment, the volume change rate is only 1%. The test result was pretty good. And this is a ceiling for extreme operating consideration conditions in aerospace. When flying from China to here, I noticed the temperature of the airplane was down to minus 56 degrees. And also, if you have the silicon rubber as the components, it would be unstable, very crisp. And if you have the fluorosilicon material as the component, because it has a property of it could stand the low temperature down to minus 60 degrees. And also it could stand the high temperature up to 230 degrees. Then in such a large temperature range, it would be the very material used in aerospace. And also about the resistance to fuel and the chemicals, we had another test in the next page about the ozone and radiation. To be honest, in China, it is not allowed to have the nuclear radiation test, so we just have the ultraviolet radiation test. And this is the test result. As you could find, for the different type of oil, the volume change rate, they are all acceptable. And about the ozone resistance, the test result is no cracking. No cracking appeared. The previous one, they are all the industry aspects, and I would like to have some aspects in our daily life. This one is a variable in our watch band. The hyperallergenic and the resistant to sweet oils, alcohol, the cosmetics, we will talk about that in the next page. These properties, they all work in the smart variables. Some may wonder, I'm not a chemistry in the laboratory, and also I'm not working in the workshop. Then when will the situation appear that the solvent put on the variable? Think about you are drinking with your friends, and he spilled his drink on your hand. The alcohol is also one kind of solvent. And here is also a test chart in this. All the value change rate is under 1%. The cosmetics. Because the fluorosilicon material, it is stable when it contact with chemical and oil, and so it could prevent the leakage of the oil and active ingredients in our cosmetics. And also for the lipstick, as we know, the lipstick it includes many materials, including the vegetable oils and the mineral oils, and also the tree wax. But the fluorosilicon materials, it doesn't have any reaction with them. So it could be the material to make into the molding tubes. Oh, this one, this guy looks similar. The robot in Chinese Spring Festival ceremony. Some may wonder, how could the iron robot used with the fluorosilicon materials? Yes, I believe you must have watched the movies, The Terminator. I mean, the type of T-700 and T-800, they look like a human being. And actually, in the movies, they are with human skin, and because they catch the human, and then the Skynet split the human's skin into the robot. In our real life, it is a tool screw, and also we could find another way to have the robot with skin. And yes, the fluorosilicon material is the answer, because it is with a dielectric loss. And also, the fluorosilicon rubber, it is naturally look like human's skin. The color and the touch are very similar. And also here, the first one is about the skin I just mentioned, and the special sealing in the robotics. There are many components you need to made it of fluorosilicon rubber. After all, the robotic is with many turn with high pressure, and also the electronic. The third one is the conductive fluorosilicon rubber. integrate AMI shielding and tactile sensing. Oh, this one. It is similar to the automotive chart, but I have something different to talk about. The new energy. In short words, it is work with a battery case, not like the one in the field automotive. For the new energy vehicles, the fluorosilicon materials it offers outstanding performance in its high temperature and corrosion resistance. Different with the materials in the fuel tanks. And also it provides reliable protection for photovoltaic modules. It could effectively resist UV exposure and extreme weather conditions. And the third one, almost the most important, it could provide the safety assurance because it has the heat resistance and also it cannot transfer the electricity. This is the comparison of the fluorosilicon rubber and the other rubbers. You could find the FEMQ, exactly the fluorosilicon rubber. It uniquely combines the advantages of the other rubbers, disadvantages. And that's why it could be the key to the future. To be honest, the high temperature, I mean the fluorosilicon stands, it is engineered for extreme conditions, no matter for the aerospace or in the new energy robot, yes. In our daily life, maybe we could just have it used in our watch bands. And also we have had it released in Chinese market because in the foreign market it's not available now. I'm not sure whether I have the presentation clear. And if you all have any questions, you could have the answer. You have the question you. Do you have any question? Sorry for. And also, we welcome your inquiries. And we are here to help you go further. If you have any question about the fluorosilicon materials, our booth position is 840, and we are ready to answer your question. Thank you, guys. Wish you all have a good day.